Hello, my friend. I hope you're well. And wherever I find you and we find each other right now, may we be open to even newer discoveries, fresher senses of who we are, and the depth meaning of our lives. If you've taken time on these podcasts before, you know that Greg and I aren't interested in giving you or even ourselves the answers. Rather, there's a deeper answer that unravels from our sitting and being in quiet. It's the beautiful response we have from a living God that invites us along with him, or we might say her. The God who takes us along, brings us into life with him. And so I want to wander a little bit with you for a while here, and without seeking answers, although it's natural that we would look for them, and in some places we clearly need them, like who has the keys to the car, or is there milk in the refrigerator, or bigger ones yet that you can ask for yourself. You and I might put them aside and just go for a visit. You see, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and his brother. And you and I interject in this Matthew passage, chapter 17, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. And then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here." There's a beautiful statement in that, and I heard it in our chapel the other night. Maybe that's why it draws me to time with you with that a wonderful understanding. Lord, it is good that we are here. Here you find the answer, which is in the company of Jesus, the company of God. You might have another name or language that would help you sit with this divine one, this creator of all of us, as I begin to offer other language pieces, words we say for holding what God is holding right now, which I would say is our presence with him. God invites us, I think, in times like the one we're sharing right now, to be drawn aside, to go up the mountain, so to speak. I speak to you from Mount Irenaeus right now, and it's been a very beautiful series of days with great bright light. And the snow isn't completely gone, but in many places it is. You can almost see the beginning of grass greening, and this morning early, barely as the sun was up, I'm hearing, it sounds like spring calls from some of the birds. So I also see with or find with my ears a new season, a new time here, an answer to my heart's longing that's bigger than answers to questions. And that's the richness and fullness of being alive, being present to the one who is present to us, to be able to say somewhere in our hearts, Lord, it is good to be here. It's good to be here. And then to take this little bit of time and let this be that oasis, that mountaintop, that quietude, away from those things that don't have that same felt sense of peace or tranquility, that might be demanding or difficult or confusing. It doesn't mean that you and I don't have to attend to them. We do have to go out and get milk. And if the keys are lost, we've got to go find them. I lost my wallet last week, and that was a whole adventure in and of itself. So there are real things we need to answer. Where is it? But this answer is answered for us. We are with him. We are with the Lord. He led us to this moment. I don't believe you'd be listening right now to my voice. I don't think I'd be speaking to you if I didn't believe that in some real way God is here. here, wherever we are. I happen to be on a mountaintop, really a hillside, Mount Irenaeus. In some real way, I know that the Lord has called me here, and His face is shining like sun, and in the beauty of the world around me. And indeed, the sun is bouncing off of still in this latter part of the afternoon, trees and hillsides out beyond me, and the ice-covered pond that still reflects off of it, the beauty of this day and the promise of spring. Lord, it is good that we are here. Now, Peter went on from there, and that's the challenge for us. And I smile because Peter is my name by way of confirmation. I liked him a lot. He messed up, and then things got better. God forgave him, and Peter found peace and courage in the love and forgiveness of the Lord when at times it seemed he was a coward or a turncoat. The Lord says, with that beautiful, "Lord, it's good to be here. If you wish, I will make three tents," Peter says. "Here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." And while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. And then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came, touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one there but Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone." This falls out from here in Mark, with Mark speaking more specifically to the fact of Jesus saying to Peter, "We're not hanging around here. We've got places to go and the good news to preach." But what we might think of as the momentary encounter that rose up in Peter's heart to want to remain is the still stillness, the fact that God is still here. And we with God, in our travels, our confusions, our false starts, or our great completion of the race, there is this stillness, quietude, wonder of being in this place, and the fact that the Lord is still with us, present, here and now. It isn't our making tents that's going to keep him here or help us stay longer than we might. It's not the location, it's the vocation. God's call to us. Come with me. Climb the mountain. Enter an intimate time with me. You'll want to stay in it. But I will stay in you and with you, and we will journey further. We will return to our daily lives, we'll return to work or confused relationships, we'll return to the challenges that would have us want to pitch a tent. Pitch a tent right in a quiet hideaway place. But the beautiful thing is that the very thing that we sensed there is here. Lord, it's good to be here. And you speak to our hearts this day from a late winter time when spring lights up and is bright and light shines off of things as Jesus' face, which shone like a sun, and his clothes became white as snow. And Moses and Elijah appeared to them, and they were there, and we are now, Lord, with you. And it's good to be here in this quiet moment that we've taken. Stay with us still. Still stay with us. And may some of this stillness that we've tasted for these few minutes always stay still with us. Lend to us peace. that as we go down the hills and mountains of our lives back to the villages, cities, and places, we might bear the peace of this stillness, the delight of feeling it's good to be here. May Lord bless us now, and may this be a peaceful time for you, and climb the mountain when you want to. Open your heart to the one who has called us. Sense the presence of God in the stillness, and may that stillness travel with you now and always. Amen. Amen. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Death has lost and all is life. Sing of the glory of God.